Aristotle notes that in the course of maintaining friendships and in deepening and in developing them, some of the source of pleasantness that will be found and that ought to be encouraged will be precisely in holding shared viewpoints on certain topics. One will certainly see this in friendships of excellence, where one will see something very deeply in the same way, but that even in friendships of utility or in friendships of pleasure, there is a need to have some of that same commonness of viewpoint. Now, on this subject, I think it's useful at this point in the course for us to stop and think about some of the important friendships in our own life and some of the great friendships that are recorded in other pieces of literature and other pieces of history. One thinks of various levels of friendship. I know I've just been recently reading Don Quixote by Cervantes, and there you have a very interesting friendship between Don Quixote and Sancho de la Panza. And in his own, in their own friendship in that particular way, one sees how it comes about in a way as a need that Don Quixote has for his friend Sancho, that some of it is the need for a knight-errant to have a partner, but that there is also great good feeling between them, and some of the camaraderie is the pleasure of their company. Thankfully, Sancho understands some of the craziness of Don Quixote. But ultimately, as I read a book like that, there is just a tremendous sense of what the virtues of Don Quixote are, and that Sancho Panza, who is perhaps not at the peak of some of those virtues, nonetheless can have a great admiration for what they are in his friend, and that his friend can see what the possibilities are for Sancho. And so you see in a great classic tale like that some of these very same elements of virtue, of friendship, that Aristotle was talking about. One can also see in some instances of literature what the difficulties in assessing these friends are and the difficulties in breaking off from them. I was thinking of another of the great texts that I just love to read, and that's Augustine's Confessions. That when Augustine is reporting the history of his life in the course of the Confessions, one hears him talk about the friends he had as youths. At one point, he's involved in a virtual gang, and there's that famous episode in Book 2 of the Confessions where they go out and are going to steal pears. And the whole burden of the book is Augustine, the later philosopher, trying to reflect on the nature of evil and what it is that was the attraction in these pears they stole. But he admits that a good portion of it was the desire just to belong to the gang and to do what everybody was doing, that they had no use of the pears, they weren't pleasant to the taste. It certainly was a disreputable thing to do. But there was something so important about simply belonging and having that good feeling. But he needed to break off from them, and as he grew a little older and had a little bit more confidence in life, he was able to break off from them, and yet he still did not make the leap into true and good friendships for the longest time. Instead, if one follows out that discussion in Augustine's Confessions, one sees him in books 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 talk about the cauldron of lusts that was his heart, and the great delight he took in the very, not so much in even loving beautiful objects, but simply loving the very notion of being in love, and how absolutely exciting and enthralling and sensationally fascinating he found this. And in the course of being involved in this, he had the tremendous difficulties of sorting out what friends were really good for him and what friends were actually tearing him down and putting him into habits that were very self-destructive. And it took long and much reflection upon what it was that was so unsatisfying about his life, lived at so fast a pace, to realize that these friends of pleasure that he had made were somehow not satisfying the desires of his soul. And so he speaks about the transition that he had to make when he had to cut off some of those friendships. And he's living out in his own life, as reported in the Confessions, precisely some of the particular conflicts that Aristotle has been describing in the breaking off and dissolving of friendships that our heart tugs at us to continue, even though they're not good for us. Augustine does eventually find some good friends, friends who are now motivated by that same interest in deep virtue, people like Alypius. But in the course of doing so, he has had to have considerable development of the other virtues. He's had to have considerable awakening to the truth about what were good and proper motives on which to base a friendship, and then the ways in which to continue to challenge one's friends to continue to grow, even when there were paths of previously disordered affection that were continuing to motivate him.